Hashayakel. First two psukim are about Shabbos, and the rest of the parasha is about the Mishkan. I'd like to mention one or two nekudas regarding the Mishkan, and then Baker, I wanted to talk a little about Shabbos. Very often in the parasha, in different parashas, you have a form that's repeated, and there's small shinuyim, and people will very often come over to me and ask me, why is it this way, why is it that way? I found that the Meshech Chachma very often picks on these type of things and explains them. And one of them is in the parasha, which most of Vayakel is different sections that talk about the things they made in the Mishkan. Vayas Yiriyei Zizim. That's how the parasha starts. Kila Samach. And then Vayas is HaKroshim. And then there's a pause, and Vayas is HaMalayah, Vayas is Mizbeach, Vayas is HaShulchan. It always starts with Vayas Es. That's the way each of the sections starts. Vayas Es, HaShulchan, HaMalayah, etc. The exception of one. And that is, by the Arin, it says Vayas Bitzalel Es HaArin. Vayas Bitzalel, so why does it, why Dafka over here does it stick in Bitzalel's name? It's not the first, it will be the first one, you can explain, but it's not the first one. It has many before. Vayas Yiriyais, Vayas Lulais, Vayas Karsay Nechayshes, Vayas Michzas, four, Vayas is a crush of his five. Vayas Brichas Eshita is 6, Vayas Sabriachaticha is 7, Vayas Sapraichas is 8, Vayas La Arba Amud Eshita is 9, Vayas Masach is 10. So there are 10 before. And then it's only by this one it says Vayas Batala Saran. Then after that, again, Vayas Badeyas Eshitim, Vayas Kapayres, Vayas Nekruvim, Vayas Sashulchan, Vayas Miskeres Tefach, Vayas Sabadim, Vayas Sakelam Ashar Shulchan, Vayas Samanaira. Like 10 before and 10 after. All of them just say Vayas. Vayas is Bachak Teres, is 9. Vayas is Abadim, is 10. Vayas is Shemin Mishlah, is 11. Vayas is Zachoyl, is 12. Vayas Kamesh, is 13. Vayas is Kokon, is 14. Vayas is Michbar, Masay Reshes. It's much more. There are about 26 or 27 that are just Vayas. There aren't many psukim, the whole parasha. You know, the whole parasha is 120 something. So you have about 27, 28 Vayas, Vayas, Vayas. And pumped by the Arin, it says Vayas Betzalel Es HaArin. So why over here does it insert Betzalel's name? So the Meshech Chachma says a nice Hezber. We know that in the Bayis Sheni there was no Arin. In the Bayis Sheni, when the Kohen went in, the Mishnah says in Yuma, when the Kohen went in on Yom Kippur, he burnt the Keteres by the Mokim HaArin. But there was no Arin in the Bayis Sheni. Now the Bayis Sheni, they didn't have many of the kelim from the Bayis Rishon. They didn't have the Menorah, they didn't have the Mizbeach, they didn't have the Menorah. A lot of kelim, but they made them all anew. They made them anew. Even after the Nes Chanukah, Gemara says that the old Menorah wasn't good anymore. So they didn't have the old Menorah, they made a new Menorah. So they took 7 pipes and they put them together and they made a Menorah. First it wasn't made out of gold, they got richer, they made out of gold. But constantly they made new kelim every time a keli, something happened to a keli, so they made a new keli. That's part of the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash, is that if a keli is broken or a keli is not usable, you make a new one. The only one that they didn't make new was the Arin. The Arin, which also they didn't have, they didn't make the Arin. The Rishash over there in Yuma, that Mishnah asks, why didn't they make a new Arin? Punked everything else they made and not the Arin? So he answers that the Arin has to be Arin Habris and has to be with the Luchais. If you don't have the Luchais, there's no purpose in making an Arin. That's what he explains. I think Rabbi Yaakov in Parshas Truma also has a piece on this. But Lamaisa comes out, it's very meduyik. So the Meshech Chachma, everything is Vayas, 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 because they made many times. They make curtains. These curtains don't last forever. had to look nice in the Beis Hamikdash. So they made curtains, they made krushim, they made brichim, they made many things, but these things were made again and again and again. These things were repeated. Even within the 40 years, it could be that they remade things, with one exception. The Yas B'Tzal Elas Ha'arim. The Arim was made only by B'Tzal. But since it was made only by B'Tzal, there was no other Arim that was made. B'Tzal's Arim was made, and it lasted till Yeshua HaMelech was going as the Arim, and then there was no Arim. There was no follow-up of the Arim. So it's very nice that it's Meduyik, that everything is Vayas, because they made, and they made over, and they made over L'Dairis. The Torah speaks L'Dairis, except for this one thing, Vayas B'Tzal Elas Ha'arim. It's just a dogma how the Torah speaks, and their shinuyim sometimes, you know, it says niskar, nisachah, nischayan. Everything is meduyik with a hezber. Once you hit a hezber, it's beautiful. I saw a second shot. Actually, I heard the second shot from the Sefer Livia Chaim. He says the second shot on Vayas B'Tzal. It's not a spirit. He just says to look at a Rashi and you'll understand. He says, look at Rashi, Devarim, Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. And you'll understand Vayas B'Tzal. What does Rashi say there? There, Moshe Rabbeinu is talking to Klal Yisrael. He says, when I came down from Har Sinai, Amar Hashem Eilai, Psalach HaShnuoy Savanu Karishayinim, Alei Alei HaHara, Vasi Salacha Arayin Eitz. So Rashi there says that Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, I'm going to bring down the Luchais, Lehechan, that name, where am I going to put them? Let me make the Arim before I go up to Har Sinai, so that when I come down, I'll have a place to put the Arim. So Moshe Rabbeinu actually made the Arim much earlier than the whole Mishkan. He made the Arim when he went up to Har Sinai. He made an Arim in which to store the Luchas. So Zot Rashi, V'loizehu Arim Shasa B'Tzal. Shai Mishkan Leinis Askavoy Ad Lachi Anakipurim. Now you would think this is the same Aaron. It says the same Lashon in the Pasuk that he made an Aaron. And Ve'echtev ala luchay says, Adorim shayi luchay sevishayinim, asher shibarta v'samtam v'arim. V'as Aaron ha'tishitim. If you had learned it, you would assume that it's the same Aaron. So Rashi says, no, it's not the same Aaron that B'Tzal made. B'Tzal made it later. So again, it's meridik meduyik, v'yas B'Tzal alas Aaron. If we just say v'yas is Aaron, the person would think it's the same Aaron that Moshe Rabbeinu made. So the pasuk is meduyik vayas b'tzal olasarim. So it says two things. The Meshech Chachma says vayas b'tzal olasarim is lafuki the future. Then the future it was never made again, only b'tzal. And the Livia Chaim he says vayas b'tzal olasarim is lafuki the past. That Moshe Rabbeinu made an arin that was a storage arin. That wasn't a mishkan arin. Here you would think it's the same arin Moshe Rabbeinu's arin. No, vayas b'tzal olasarim. Telling you, B'Tzal made a special arna for the Mishkan. So that's the those are the two nekudas. All right. There's one other thing I wanted to mention to you before I go to Shabbos. I ask you a riddle. Do you know the answer? Of all the kelim and all the parts and everything, which is the only one that it doesn't say dimensions for? It doesn't say. Okay, Rachbay, it doesn't say anything. Okay, Rachbay, Kalibay, it's nothing. Huh? Shulchan says. No. I also had a share of 3 hours. Masjid says Machlex and Gemara. Mecca Bidekuna. The only one is the one of them that's not mentioned in Truma, that's the Kiyar. The Kiyar has no size. Yes, it's a Kiyar in the Chayshet. Doesn't say anywhere a size for the Kiyar. So the Ibn Ezra in our parasha writes the reason. It says, "Vayas it's a Kiyar in the Chayshet was Kanei in the Chayshet." The Marai Satzayvay Kasher Tavu Pesach Ha'amay. The Kiyar was made with the copper mirrors of the women that the women used in the Tzrayim to put on makeup. And since it was so important to make it with the Marai Satzayvay, the Rabbanu Shalom wanted every mirror that's given, they're going to use in the Kiyar. If the women will give more, it'll be bigger. If it will give less, it'll be smaller. But nobody should be refused. So the size of the Kiyar was not totally in a halacha. It was totally whichever the women would decide to donate. They were mechuyev to donate it. Whichever women would donate, the Maris HaTzeivos, that would be the size the size of the kiyar. So Rashi, I think it's a famous Rashi, Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu originally was reluctant to accept the Maris HaTzayvah. Rashi says the Maris HaTzayvah were made for the women to put on makeup, to be miskashtos. So he said that's not appropriate in the Beis HaMikdash. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kabel. So Rashi says that no, it was a good thing. So therefore, use it. I believe in the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin. He makes a point here that's much stronger. It's one thing, Moshe Rabbeinu was Mayis, Maris HaTzayvah, they used to look Aris and say Yetzaharas, Hashem said no, it's for good. But there's a much stronger point. There's a halacha that Dover Shenishtamish by Hegyit is also Lagavaya. In other words, it has nothing to do with whether it's Yetzahara, Yetzatayv. A person, let's say somebody has a table. The table breaks. But there's a nice, good, solid piece of wood on the table. He wants to use that now to make Aseh Chaim for a Sefer Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch says, it's awesome. Dovish and Ishtamish by Hedyot. Chayfet that's used for a Hedyot, you don't use. For a Sefer Torah, you use. For Tashmisha Kedusha, you use new things. You don't take a Dover Hedyot and use it for a Dovish and Kedusha. So the Magen Avraham asks, on that Chaber, now what about the Maris HaTzayvahs? Maris HaTzayvahs were Dover Shenishtamish by Hedyot. It was used by regular people. And used things you're not allowed to use for the Beis HaMikdash. If it's melted down, you could. But that was the whole Beis HaMikdash. They melted things. They melted down all the jewelry. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mayis because they didn't melt it down. Because they smelted it together and they made the kiyah from it. So in the back, the Eshel Avram, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a teretz, not the Prima God, the Butchat Sharav, in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Eshel Avram says that the Havona Amuka in Rashi really is that when Marais HaTzayvahs are used, L'gadel, the Chiba, between Ish v'Ishtai, it's not Tashmishei Hedyot, it's Tashmishei Kedusha. It wasn't Tashmishei Hedyot. It was Tashmishei Kedusha Meikara. Something that's used for such a purpose, it was Meikara Tashmishei Kedusha. So the whole kasha falls away. It's Dover Shenishtamish by Hedyot. If you do something for your own personal, one puts on makeup because she wants people should look at her a certain way. So that's Dover Shenishtamish by Hedyot. But it's done for the purpose of a Chibur Ish V'Ishtai. And that's Tashmishei Kedusha. And that's a tremendous, it's a halacha, but it's a Dvar Moser. And how the same kaiches developed, the more they could use the kaiches atzoma, the more the tzad ha-tahaira, the tzad ha-kedusha, the more the whole, this whole idea of being megabel chiva v'nish l'ishtai, that it's a davar shebe kedusha. And it's a mekuf ben zayin, the back of the Shulchan Aruch. The first Eshel Avraham in the back is the Prima Gadol Eshel Avraham, the second Eshel Avraham. The most Shulchan Aruch is printed second, that's the Butchat Shabbos. Alright, these are two Nakudis regarding the Mishkan. I wanted to talk a little about Shabbos. Shabbos is mentioned in Sefer Shemais an inordinate number of times. Unusual number of times that Shabbos is mentioned. It's mentioned in, of course, in the Aseret HaDibros. It's mentioned before the Aseret HaDibros, the Shomrei Esos HaShabbos. It's mentioned in Kisisa. It's mentioned in Vayakel. Shabbos is mentioned, I think, four times in Sefer Shemais. Mm-hmm. The Shaychus of Shabbos, I saw an interesting Nakuda. Demis is the Beis HaLevi in the beginning of the parasha talks a little about why it's mentioned about the centrality of Shabbos. But the idea of Shabbos belonging dafke after the Chet HaEgel is really a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, says that if somebody is Shomer Shabbos Kilchasa, even if he's over Avodah Zarah, Meichlan Lai. So there's a Gemara that has such a makar that after the Chet HaEgel, there should be, when you talk about the Mishkan, there should be a mention of Shabbos. Besides, Rashi mentions some drashas, but the centrality of Shabbos. There's an Imre Emes that says that we have this Kabbalah that when Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchais, Oitis Parchais, the letters flew off the Luchas. He says that he brings, he can say on his own, that all the Isis flew off the Luchas except for the Isis of Shabbos. The Isis of Shabbos remained. And that's why we mentioned in Shemayna Esrei the Luchas in connection with Shabbos. These Machmashav Manas Chalkai, Kevin Namakras Alai. And then we mentioned the Shnei Luchas of Anahar Viyadai, the Kasbem Shem Shabbos. We mentioned Shabbos in the Luchas. We'll find that we mentioned any place else, I don't think, and not in Torah, not in Tefillah, that we go back to the fact that it was mentioned in the Luchais, except by Shabbos. What's the uniqueness of Shabbos? The uniqueness of Shabbos is that Shabbos started earlier. The Luchais was not the beginning of Shmir Shabbos for Klal Yisrael. First of all, Klal Yisrael is the start of the Mara in Shabbos. And that means that the Luchas was not the first Tziboy of Shabbos. And the truth is, Chazal say, Vizmer Shiliyai Ma Shabbos, that in Mitzrayim they kept Shabbos. Even when they worked for the Mitzrayim, they didn't work on Shabbos. Which means that the Egel was Pygame. Everything has its Kayach from its Haskalah. The Egel was Pygame in the Matan Torah, the original Matan Torah, and was Yairid the level of all the mitzvahs. The whole concept Luchas Rishonis, Luchas Shniyas, that it was the Yerida because of the ego, that is definitely a Yerida in all the mitzvahs. They were Parchas Bad, they got upgeschwacht. There was no longer the Isis, the writing of Hashem, it was the writing of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Luchas Shniyas. Everything went down at Daraga except the Shabbos, because that was not the Haskalah of Shabbos, was not by the Luchais. Shabbos predated the Luchais as a tzivoy. It predated, and therefore the pagam that the Egel Avada, the Egel was pagam in Klal Yisrael, but that it was pagam in the Luchais was not the same pagam because of Mara. In Gad it's Meduyik, we say in Yismach Moshe, we say Shnei Luchais Aman Har Viyadai, the Kasabem Shmir Shabbos. And we say the Chen Kasev B'Sayer Secha Mishamru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. So we don't say the Chen Kasev B'Sayer Secha the Shabbos that's on the Luchais. Mishamru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos is not on the Luchais. That goes back tomorrow. So we say the Chen Kasev B'Sayer Secha Mishamru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos. We go back to the Shabbos that predates the Luchais. So the Shabbos has a unique kayach of somehow of Tikkun HaEgel, of predating the Egel. That concept of Shabbos being a bris, what's a bris? A bris is something that's kavur v'kayim, which is solid. The question is how to bring this into a Havana, a practical Havana, but this nekuda is there. That Shabbos has a unique kayach that the Yetzer Hara is, that the Yetzer Hara is, that people have a yerida from, that Shabbos has some special unique thing. You know, if you, many of you are in Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, you know, when a car goes by, the Yerushalmis all scream Shabbos, Shabbos. And even if they're just muttering it to themselves, like me boy when they're in the mood to scream or throw things, but even if they drive by, they say Shabbos, Shabbos. The truth is that in the Chassidish Sfarim, in the car, I know in the Chakal Yitzchak in Parshas Yisrael, and in the Emre Nayim back in Parshas Vayeshev, in those two places it says that a skula to be protected from the hashpah of seeing chatoim on Shabbos is to say Shabbos, Shabbos. I mean, that's where this this thing comes from. I mean, I don't know if they know it, but the whole thing comes from this idea that Shabbos is somehow an extra level of Shmirah. I'd like to bring this, it's all a very luftige concept that Shabbos has these kaisis. The truth is, years ago, I asked Rav Palm, I remember asking him very seriously, I told him, I'm a yeshiva. Shabbos to me is like, it's a big yerida. I don't see what I'm supposed to get from Shabbos. Every day I come to yeshiva early, I learn, you know, sometimes I make a cheshbon, this many hours, that many hours. Shabbos, between coming and going and davening and sitting in a suda, so in Shabbos, there's no, because I don't feel, for Ben Yeshiva, it's hard to see exactly where the Aliyah of Shabbos is supposed to come from. A whole week, you know, you're learning, you're spending hours learning in Yeshiva. And Shabbos, between this and that, you know, people, and then there's some of the special thing about Shabbos, I don't know if Shabbos or Cholent, but that in the afternoon you get drowsy, and so the whole morning is finished, and the whole afternoon it's, I don't even have such a feeling. I don't know. It's like somehow I had this hergish that Sir Pope told me, and it didn't satisfy me really at the time. He said, look, Shabbos is also an Avaida. You have to do the Avaida of Shabbos. There's an Avaida of sitting and learning. You know, we do the Avaida called Shabbos. You have to do the Avaida of Shabbos. I thought you have to try to get the most you could out of it. It didn't really satisfy me. So I'd like maybe to explain a little bit. Based on the way I understand this concept, maybe to try to buy us a little bit of what we're supposed to be getting from Shabbos and what the Ikkud of Shabbos is. Let me start with a Dvar Halacha. There's a Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva and Siman Pei Daled. I don't say everyone's masking to Chassam Sefer, but at least the Chassam Sefer says it. He says the Beis Meir writes it also. Chassam Sefer is the cash. Rashi Shita is that Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'chomra. Even though those of you who learned the Sugis of Shlichus and Kedushin, you know that Yesh Shlichus La'akum. Right? Atem Gam Atem, Atem B'nei Bris, Ashluchem B'nei Bris. Shlichus Shalom Kavaisa is only by a Yid, not by a guy. But Rashi Shita is that that's only L'chula. L'chumra yeshliach la'akum yeshlichus. If you make a shugah yeshliach to do an aveira yeshlichus la'akum. That's Rashi Shita and a few places in Shas. Chassam Sefer. Why is if you tell a guy to do malacha on Shabbos, it's a drabanan. It's a basic cloud that we all know. If you tell a guy to do malacha on Shabbos, it's a drabanan. So it's mutter shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. There are certain things that are mutter. Or makom chayli, you can tell a guy to do malacha for a chayla. What do you mean? If yesh lichus la'akum l'chumra, so why don't we say that it's a deraisa to tell a guy to do malacha for you on Shabbos? Like Rashi Shita, he's not talking about malacha. Like Rashi, that yesh lichus la'akum l'chumra, so I tell a guy to do malacha, it should be us. If it's a Chassam Sefer, that on Shabbos it can't be. So the Kudal Shabbos is the Menuchas Guf HaYehudi. Shabbos is not that Rabbi Shalom doesn't want Malacha to be done in the world on Shabbos. No. Shabbos is a din in the Menucha of the person. A din in the Gavra. The person should be a person who's in a Matzav of Menucha. L'maisa Tashayach Shlichus. If my Mitzvah, my Guf should be the Menucha, that's Shabbos. Even a dear shlichus to a guy, I tell a guy to do malach. But my guf is b'menucha. If my guf is b'menucha, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if the guy does malach. It's a lamdish of malach because he has shlichus. But that's not Shabbos. Shabbos is the menucha sa'adam, the fact that the person should be rested. This aside, the Stifler brings to explain. The famous Muki Yisus Kasha, that if Isha Mishum Chitzai, the halacha is if you light a fire, someone lights a fire, and then he dies. And after he dies, the fire destroys the field. So Isha Mishum Chitzai, considered as if he did it b'chayav, and his kesef is Mishubit to pay. Even though if he died and then there was a chayvis, he wouldn't be Mishubit. Isha Mishum Chitzai, at the time you light it, that's when there's a chiyuv. So the Mochi Yosef, he has a kasha, Visha Mishum Chitza, he goes according to if the Hemshach, whatever happens afterwards, considered you still did it. So how are you allowed to light candles for Shabbos? If a person lights the candles, when the candle is burning vayta, it's like he's burning it. Just like if a person lights a fire and he dies, but it burns later, it's still considered he's burning it, even though he's dead. We consider kilu he's burning it. So why by a fire on Shabbos? How could you light candles on Shabbos? If you hold the shem shem chitzai, it's a hemshach. He's still considered to be doing it later. So if this type, some sefers you say it is that a lomdisha malacha is not a malacha. It's all in the menucha of the guf ha-Yehudi. The yid's guf has to be the menucha on Shabbos. That's the mitzvah. The menucha of the person. So if the menucha of the person is the mitzvah, so even in love this, he's doing a malacha, it doesn't matter. So Kahena Rabba there are many such things. Eglay Tal has a piece about doing a shinoi on Shabbos. You know that a shinoi, if you do a malacha b'shinoi, it's not a malacha. So the Eglay Tal says, by other dinim, a shinoi has to be a shinoi in the nifal. It has to be a shinoi in the result. If you write with your left hand, and you're a righty, there's a shinoi in the result. It doesn't look the same. So if a righty writes a Sefer Torah with his left hand, it's a shinoi, and it's a possible Sefer Torah. It's not considered a ksiva. It's a shinoi in the nifal. On Shabbos, if you do a shinoi in the maisa, which is not a shinoi in the nifam, the person carries, he puts something under his arms, he carries it out. The malach is ois katan the same way, the nifal, that the thing came from Shliach HaShtaram is the same. It's still considered to be a shinoi. Why is it different than Kol HaTorah Kula? Everywhere else you need a shinoi in the result, will come out everywhere else. Shabbos not. So Eglay Tal says the same rule. Shabbos is a din in the menuchas haguf. It's not a din in the result. It's not the result that matters. It's the ma'isa. If you do a ma'isa malacha with a shinoi, so it's not the ma'isa malacha. So kahena grama on Shabbos is potter. Why is a grama potter? The malacha got done. There are other deraisas. If someone kills somebody through a grama, it's a nisa deraisa. So why is it any different or mazik through a grama? Some hold the nisa deraisa as well. You pass the nisa deraisa. The teretz is that Shabbos is different. If you mazik someone, aver is the result. If you kill someone, aver is the result. Shabbos is not the result. It's not that malach is done. It's that the guf ha'adam should be the menucha. The nekuda of Shabbos is menucha sa'adam. This yisoid, that the yisoid of Shabbos is menucha sa'adam. Right? It says, it's not true that Hashem created for 6 days. Hashem created for 7 days. Ma hoya imam chasa menucha. Shabbos is not a davar shluli. It's not that you just don't do malacha. It's that a person has to come to a matziv of menucha. There's a certain matziv of menucha sanefesh, which is the avodah of Shabbos. I believe it's in the Argad al Yahu. He has a piece called Luchas Rishaynis Luchas Shnias, and he says the Luchas Rishaynis and Luchas Shnias had a different lashon in a number of places. One of them was the Shabbos. The Luchas Rishaynis said that Luchas Rishaynis is Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kachay, and the Luchas Shnias said Shomar is Yom HaShabbos. So Rashua is Mazbe the Chilik Zachar. Zachas Yom HaShabbos L'Kachay and Luchas Rishaynis. Luchas Shnias, which is printed in Ves Tanan, is Shamar. He says to come to a batzav of Menucha is the darga of Luchas Rishaynis and darga of Luchas Shnias. The lower darga, which is Luchas Shnias, is Shamar. Just don't do Malacha. You're not doing Malacha. It's also a certain batzav of Menucha. It's a shlumistic batzav of Menucha. It's a batzav of Menucha by not doing Malacha. The Luchas Rishaynis are Zachar, to have a Ha'ara, to have a positive Hergish of Menucha. For the Aliyah, the Avodah Shabbos, is not the Shmulis Dika. The fact that you're not doing Malacha, so Mamela you're B'Menucha. You work all week, so Shabbos you don't go to work, so Mamela you're more rested. The Darg of Shabbos is the Or of Shabbos. To have a Hergish, a positive Hergish, Mahay Vamchas or Shabbos, that Shabbos is something which is a positive thing. When the Imre Yemes says this Vart, that the Oisius of Shabbos didn't fly off the Luchas Rishaynes. What he's saying is that Menucha of Shabbos, the Ha'ara of Shabbos, the Hergish of Shabbos, the feeling of Menucha Shabbos, of what's Menucha Shabbos? The feeling of being freed from the Daigas HaChayel, like Rashi says, Yu Kilu Komalechtecha Asuya, no Hergish of missing anything. That positive Menucha that's still there, and that's something a person still has to try to be able to tap into. The positive sense of the Ruchnias of Shabbos. That sense is the Avodah of Shabbos. I suspect Yimrei Emes is made to match the Chiddush Erim. Chiddush Erim says on the Pasuk, for Isa es achayrai uponai lo yeirol, that by the Luchas Shniyos, Re'isa es achayrai. Achayrai is the lower level of serving Hashem. Uponai, seeing kaviyachol, the face, the horror of Hashem, lo yeirol. So the Imre Emes writes, and the Chiddush Erim writes, it's something the Gemara calls psukim she'in lan hechra. Certain psukim are structured that you can put the comma in different places. Savad, pashup shad, for isa sachayrai, uponai le'ero. But the way it can be structured by changing the comma is for isa sachayrai ve'es panai, comma. That Gemara darshins a few places such a manner of darshining. The Gemara says psukim she'in lan hechra. For isa sachayrai ve'es panai. The Avodah of Shabbos is to be able to have a certain positive sense of Menucha. The idea of the Avodah of Shabbos is for a person to come to that Hergish of Ruchni on Shabbos, a positive Ruchnistika Hergish. Ruchnistika Hergish which is not just because not doing. It seems to me that sleeping on Shabbos, as beautiful and wonderful as it is a big waste. It always strikes me that we talk about the Yom Zeh Mechubad Mikol Yamin, and then people spend 12 out of 24 hours sleeping. Like you think of Yom Zeh Mechubad Mikol Yamin, so Shabbos should be the day that you don't sleep. You know, Yom Zeh Mechubad Mikol Yamin. But somehow we spend I'm not sure why. Shiva Shabbos tiny. It seems to be part of reaching the level of Menucha. I'm not sure exactly how it's connected. But this idea of Shabbos trying to tap in to some positive Hergish, it's a difficult avodah. Avodah Luchas Rishaynes, and yet we talk about there being a sense of Avodah of Shabbos, of a Hergish of Shabbos, of a feeling of Shabbos. I think that this is what we're looking for. In practical terms, what I think it means is that on Shabbos, what a person does for himself. Shabbos doesn't have the structure that the weekdays have. It doesn't have the structure. It has something where a person is sort of a free agent. Shabbos, a person has his own, he's with himself, he's in contact with himself, what he wants to do. And when a person gives of himself, the Hergish of Kedusha is there more than when a person just is in a float. The idea of on Shabbos being able to take of yourself and make, whether it's Siddurim or whether it's Chesed, there's a lot of Chesed could be done on Shabbos. There are a lot. I imagine that all of you, if you think enough about it, will find that there are older people in your area that you could stop into on a Shabbos and say good Shabbos to. The people have a surgery and they have to davening to stop into them. I think that there's a lot that could be done that we don't do. During the week, it's not there. During the week, we have all kinds of shibudim. And Shabbos, we don't have the shibudim. Not the person on his way home from shul on Shabbos stops for 10 minutes somewhere. I don't believe that it would be a very big change in his Shabbos schedule. I don't think he'll eat less, he'll sleep much less. I don't know, 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there on Shabbos doesn't change much. I think everybody has something where a person could do these things. A person could stop in. Stop in by older neighbors, by people that had a surgery, you stop in. People are ashamed to step in. The truth is, it's a funny thing, it gives people a very big chizik. People who have a tzara or are homebound, it's unbelievable what kind of chizik it gives people. I've had, over the years, a number of older neighbors, and I stepped in. I made it to my practice to step in, sometimes Friday night, some Shabbos by day. I don't like to do it religiously at the same time, because then if you miss 1 week, you know, but just to make my business to step in. Those of you who come to my house, you see we have a few paintings on the wall. There's one painting which came to us once with a package, with a letter from a woman in Florida. She claims it's worth $1,000. I told my wife, why don't you just tell her to send $1,000, you know, wouldn't it cost so much postage? But she sent it to us because she had parents that lived next door to us. And she remembers that I was the one that always used to step in. The truth is, I don't remember even stepping in that much. I used to step in. I used to cuddle with my little kids at the time on the way home. And I mean, she's not even the one that was there. She heard from her parents that I step in. And then, this goes back to before, you know, Rabbi Reisman gave the Navi Shir. I was just, you know, a cuddling man in the neighborhood. It wasn't like because I get my name in the paper once in a while, that's why they felt good. I just, you know, I was in Kyle 3, 4, 5 years. He was my neighbor maybe for 3, 4 years, and then he passed away. He was an older Yid. Got a very interesting person. He had stories to tell from tells in Europe yet. But there's a lot you can do on Shabbos, and that touches on the Ara Shabbos. It gives a person a different heritage. It's quality time. It's a small amount of time. You make something happen with it. I remember for years between Mincha and Ma'arav on Shabbos, I used to learn for Kayavis with Rashi and Rabbi Yain and the Rambam, the way it's printed in the back of the Gemaras. I remember a certain geschmack that I got from it, which it was ain't a dime to a weekday learning. It was just a certain geschmack that I got. That's the Ara Shabbos. That's a certain sense of Kedushas HaShabbos. V'yekadesh HaShabbos. It's not just a day to not do. It's a day to do. That sense of Kedushas Shabbos is why Shabbos is here. After the Egel, the Mishkan was made to be Mechaper on the Egel. And there, Shabbos is mentioned. Because Shabbos is what remains from the Luchas Rishaynis. What remains from the Luchas Rishaynis is this Ara. This potential aura that a person could tap into on Shabbos. And it seems that it's kedai not to have a schedule with a first Seder and a second Seder. And the whole schedule of the Derech HaYeshivas is kedai just to be able to tap into that Or HaShabbos, that Kedushas HaShabbos. I think we have to try to take a certain sense, a certain feeling of where we could be Mekadish. When you take something to Shabbos, it's from yourself. You're not doing it because everyone else is doing it. Take from yourself something more to do with the Shabbos, something to make a better schedule on Shabbos, and to have something that lets you tap in a little more to Kedusha Shabbos. So this is the Hergish here of the mentioning of Shabbos, the constant mentioning of Shabbos. And with that, I say good Shabbos.
Medrash on Parshas Kudei that says that when Moshe Rabbeinu finished the whole Asik of Parshas Vayakel Kudei, he gave Klal Yisrael an accounting. He gave them a cheshbon of how much money came in, how many shkolim came in, how much was needed for each of the kelim, how much was needed for the hooks, how much was needed for the adonim, how much was needed for the rishim. And he made an accounting with them to show that every penny that came in was used honestly, and that none of it, Moshe Rabbeinu took none of it for himself. Straight and even accounting. And as I'll say, that the Medrash said that from here we learned that a person has an obligation. Let's say today have Riyas. person has an obligation to remove all shad when he does things that people shouldn't be chayish of him, even if it's aimbah, even if he didn't do anything wrong. Shememar v'yichem nikiyim may Hashem on Yisrael. The chiyuv to be naki v'yichem nikiyim may Hashem on Yisrael, that not only do you have to be honest, you know, in front of Hashem, you know, Rishon knows everything, he knows that you're honest, it's not enough. You have to be naki from other people too. You have to be naki that not to leave room for people to be chayshid. The truth is that it's neged hasfara. This chiyuv is tough neged hasfara. We're talking, what are we talking about? We're talking about somebody who voluntarily gave chaychis to do something. You have a group of millions of people, and here you have someone who went and he undertook to be the person that does. So what would happen between any group of people here in Flatbush? They have to do something, and one person undertakes, he's gonna be Isaac in it, he's not paid for it, he's doing no volunteer work, and he undertakes to raise the money and to do it. So on top of that, it's not enough that he takes all the aggravation for people. And he goes and runs around and gets the money, and he runs around and gets the people to build, and he makes sure it's done, he coordinates the work. And on top of that, you're telling him that he has to give an accounting, that no one should be chayshin. It's really not the instinct of the swara that a person would have to have to give an accounting. Who would have to give an accounting? And Rishol, Chafin or Rishol, I know that Kodesh Baruch Hu knows that I'm straight. I have to give an accounting. Afafikeh, Moshe Rabbeinu gave an accounting. Yisem Nikimi, Hashem of Yisrael. It's such a concept that a person has to be a naki, not leave room for chashad. Rambam always used to quote the Mishnah Shkalim, the Mishnah in the Paragimel of Shkalim. It says when they collected the Shkalim in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and they did Shumas Halishcha, a kohen went in with a box and he took out boxes of coins. He went in with the begadim that didn't have hems on them. You shouldn't, no one should be chayshim, he stuck a coin in the hem of the begad. He didn't wear his tefillin. They wore tefillin all day. But if we go into the room with the money with his tefillin on, maybe someone will be chayshim that he, imagine that he opened his tefillin and stuck a coin inside the tefillin and closed it, and he went out hiding the coin. So he didn't wear his tefillin. And it doesn't say in the Mishnah, but Yerushalmi says that they talked with him when he came out to show everyone they didn't have, maybe he's hiding coins in his mouth. So they talked with him that he should show that his mouth was clean, that didn't have anything in his mouth. Could they come? They will chayshid him. The Gemara says, Shema Ya'ashir, because if he'll become rich, they'll say, Mitrumas Halishcha and Ha'ashir. He got rich from Trumas Halishcha. Or maybe Shema Ya'ani, maybe he'll become poor. If he becomes poor, people are going to say, aha, he stole from the Trumas Halishcha, so Kodesh Baruch Hu is punishing him and he's poor. That's the way people are. Whatever happens, the chayshid, right? Becomes rich from the money, becomes poor from the money. So for such people that are going to say such things, the Yisem Nikiyah Mi Hashem in Yisrael, and the Tzitzis Yontif there in the Mishnah Yishkava brings from the Lashon Yerushalmi, Ezel Chomer Mikulam, the Yisem Nikiyah. One of the most difficult things is to be Yaitzi Yedei Habriyas. Because we're not talking about being Yaitzi Yedei Habriyas, the Chafetz Chaim shouldn't be Chayshid. We're talking about ordinary people. And a person should stay clear of Chashan. When he's doing a good thing, he didn't do anything wrong. Afal Pi Kein, he should stay clear of a Chashan that nobody should be Chayshid. And that Chiyuv is a very difficult Chiyuv. There's a very interesting Tshuva in the Sansai from Chevet Vav, Tshuva Nun Tes. It's missing part of the story because he's writing to a Talmud and he's berating the Talmud, he's giving him Musar. It's not clear what the story was, but it's clear he's telling the Talmud that what you did, whatever it was a good thing, but you failed because you were not careful to be naki from chashad, and people are going to be chashad you. Most people, if it happened to you and you did a good thing and people are chashad you, you would tell yourself, look, I know I did the right thing, so people are chayshid me, so what am I going to do? You know, it's all part of being like to say that people are chayshid. So Sofer berates him. He says he should have been more careful. His lashon is Kol Yamai Ha'isi Mitzdar Al Mikra Zeh Yisim Nikim Hashem Am Yisrael. So Sofer writes, my whole life I was inspired that this pasuk I shouldn't be over on, Bisa Nikian. And he writes a Pelagic thing. Yaiser Efshel Motzei Sidei Shemai. It's easier to satisfy HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Motzei Sidei Shemayim. Yaiser Efshel Motzei Sidei Shemayim. Yaiser Harbei. It's much easier. Molotzei Sidei Abrius. Than to satisfy people. People are tough to satisfy. Now you say something about Aveira, it's bad. Someone who doesn't do the Aveira, but he needs a mocking for people to be chayshim that he did the Aveira, that's worse. It doesn't tell him. Because a person does the Aveira, but nobody knows, that's better than someone who didn't do the Aveira, but he was negligent, he left a mocking for people to be chayshim. He says it's worse. Yaiser Harbe, much worse. Kasha Ma'id Ma'id Adla E Nispar. How was it? So Sefer writes that that Pshat and Shlomo HaMelech said, Ein Adam Tadik Ba'aret, Asher Yachet Toiva Layachta. And Shlomo HaMelech said that nobody could get away without doing Averis. So if I say that some Sefer is Babid, well, it's possible. We can do no Averis. So not Pshat and the Pasuk is, that ein adam tzadik baret asher yatzei toivo layechta means to be a tzadik and no one should be chayshid you, that's impossible. Ein adam asher yatzei toivo, that could be a tzadik, but layechta, he won't be over on the Yisam Nikiyim. That's very, very hard. And he writes that there's very shtark alash in the whole tshuva, and he writes that the avera of the Bnei God and Bnei Ruvein, they got a Bnei Ruvein, when they asked for a chelik in Eva Hayardin, the kavanah was good. After they explained themselves, Moshe Rabbeinu was nasty. But initially, when they asked, there was a cheshire on them. So the Sam Sefer, when the Ten Shvatim went to Golos, the Bnei God and Bnei Ruvein went first. They went to Golos earlier than the rest of the Shvatim. Why? He says, even though, how can we talk about the Kedoshim, what they did wrong, but Lamai said that the Pharaoh was Megalata, they were over on this. They left the market to be Chash Chashudin. You see, Moshe Rabbeinu was Chashudin. He says, that's why they went to Golos first. So it's a Nukhiyah. He said, Nukhiyah, Shemi Yisrael, it's a Nukhiyah. It's a very difficult Chiyah, really, to be Yaisa and Gandhi. Today, I don't know if it was always this way, but there are people who are always looking to find the strength in other people. That's the way it is. And I thought, Piki, you would think, like I said, I think this is connected as far, you would think, if I'm doing what's right, so what do I have to worry about what people say? But it seems that it's not that way. It strikes me very much that people are ashamed. They're stuck in the middle of Manhattan. And it's late. They have to daven mincha, so they have to pull over and daven on the side of the street. So they're ashamed to daven in the middle of Manhattan on the side to daven. But some people in the airplane, they're shy to daven on an airplane. I don't know. When I was in Florida, I davened shachris on the airplane on the way back. In cheshbon of the seekin, I davened. On the way there, my host drove me. See, you can put on a talus in the airplane? No. He told me, at least just play a tefillah without your talus. There you go. I don't see that what there's to be ashamed of. Now, to walk in by Ashrei, to walk in by Ashrei, that I see what's to be ashamed of. I don't know how people, how can someone walk into shul? Yes, the Bar Shalom. You think a guy would be ashamed to walk in? A guy comes in, we know that he has a good reason, maybe. But I think a guy would be ashamed if he misses brachas even. A person misses brachas, I think he'd be ashamed to walk in light. Just feel bad. So that I can see a person should be ashamed. But to daven, to pull over on the side of the highway and daven, a person has to be ashamed. It's a little twisted, the whole system. Yisem Nikiyam Hashem Yisrael means, even though you have a good reason, a person has to avoid chashad. A person shouldn't do things with people are chashing him. And it's not a small thing, it's a big thing. For a person to do things with people are chashing him, especially, they tell you out where there are a lot of people out there who are looking to be megareya b'nei Torah, It's not a double kashrus. Yichin nekim Hashem Yisrael. You have to be careful. Now, I'd say kach until how much? So how many mishugon do you have to worry about that they're going to be chayshus shul? People always going to find that. I just don't know. But at least there has to be some awareness. That there has to be a person who has to have a certain shtaltz, a certain pride, that from Kadinyan, isn't he, in front of other people, and he's careful. Shouldn't think, you know, like a hypocrite in front of other people, I have to be so careful. Adarabba, it's a mitzvah in itself. The Yisra Nikim Hashem Yisrael. That person has to be careful. And I don't know, some place it says it's impossible to be at the Totem of something. This is a tremendous chiddush. This is the Yisra Nikim. Tremendous chiddush. The whole chiyuv is a tremendous chiyuv. It sounds like it's Iker Adin. I don't know about Hechem Advar Magim. Everybody who involved in any tzedakah, you have to publish how much money you took in, how much money you gave out. I don't know until how much you got. Meshra Beinu showed whole Klal Yisrael. If somebody runs the tzedakah, you have to show exactly a copy of every check you got in and the check you got out. I don't know how far it goes. But certainly there has to be a sensitivity when people do things that look like they're not right. There has to be a certain sensitivity in the Yisra'el. This is the concept that the Medrash learns from this parasha from Moshe Rabbeinu Teshbainis, and it's a very difficult chiyuv to be Yisra, but it's something. Truth is, it requires a certain shtalt, a certain pride. You have to have a certain pride to do things the right way. It's usually very hard to be Yisra to everybody. But you have a certain circle around you, people closer to you, people more distant, people you don't know. At least the people closer to you, the people around you, that you shouldn't leave room for a chashad, at least that much. These are the things that you do. Yisra Mekim. Right, it was a halacha in, not that Yisra Mekim is not a halacha, but it's more a heritage than a halacha. There's a halacha in, I wanted to talk about. It has to do with mathematics, which some of you are still involved in, and some of you, I think, you think that when you finish school, you're finished. You're not finished. It's a shame you do homework with the kids, you'll see. Then they have the new math, which I have no clue what the words mean. I can figure out the answer to the problem, but I can't do it the way they wanted to do it in the book. So I don't know what they're supposed to do. But there's a different motion in Gittin. In the third paragraph of Gittin, it's Ha'ara Samach Gimel. It's a very big aside in the mathematics of Shas, and Hayyais, our parasha has to do with Cheshbainis. I figured it would be a good time to talk about it and to mention to you some of the at least the Yisayid. Ramesh has a very big Yisayid, which gradually Ramesh is not the only one who writes it. There's a tshuva from Rav Shlomo the Dayan of Vilna, not a tshuva, it's in the back of Erev in the Cheshek Shlomo, Rav Shlomo the Dayan of Vilna, and that's Yibel. So the same Yisayid, it's a very nice important study of the mathematics of Shas. Right, the Gemara says that it's actually a Mishnah in Erev that you give on the base, that when you have a circle, you want to measure the diameter of the circle as compared to the circumference of the circle. So kol sheyeshva hekeifa gimel tefachin yeshva reichet tefach. Any time you want to know what's the diameter. What the diameter of a circle is, if you measure around, for every 3 feet that the circumference is, or 3 inches of circumference is, the diameter is 1. So it's a ratio of 1 to 3. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now we know what's the ratio of the diameter to the circumference is pi, right? Is pi. When I was in school, they called it 2πr. Now I think they just do pi times the diameter, which makes no sense. What? No, that's pi r squared. The 2 pi r means the diameter times pi. Pi is roughly 3.14. And so that the Gemara's estimate is actually off. It's off by 0.14. So that the cloud, Koshi Eshbei Kepa Gimel, the Yeshbei writes that Tefach is not entirely accurate. Tyson says the cash. Tyson Erev on Daf Yudal. The Mishnah says Gimel. Tyson Daf Yudal. Tyson says Hacheshbon ain't in the Medubdik. It's not an exact Cheshbon. It's a cash because it's not Medubdik the wrong way. It's Kula there. That's a cash. is a Tshuva HaRash, a letter from the Rush to the Rashi. The Rush asks another kasha on the same Gemara. Gemara says, Koshi Eshbe Kepa Gimel Tvah Eshbe Reza Tefa Menani Billy. The Gemara says, how do you know that if it has a circumference is 3, the diameter is 1? So the Gemara says, we learn out of a pasuk by the Yam of Shal Shloim. Shloim HaMelech made a very big Yam, a very big mikvah, and it was round, the tap was round, and the pasuk says that it was Eser Amma Misfasa Yel Sfasa, it was 10 Amis, the diameter, and the Kav Shloishim Amma Sadis, and the circumference was 30. So Gemara says, Manani, really? So Gemara says, 30 around, it was 10 down the middle, so we know it's 1 to 3, the proportion. So the Rosh wrote a letter to the Rashba, he asked him, what's Pshat, the Gemara, Manani, really? If you have something which is a din, it isn't Kasha, Manani, really. Where do I learn it? But Pshat, the Rosh, they know where I ice. We can look at our eyes and see. Right? What do you mean, Manani, really? You look at your eyes, take a measuring tool, and you measure, and you'll see. Just to show where the Rush is to Rashba, the Rush's letter to the Rashba is printed in the Chusa Rush. But as far as I know, we don't have the Rashba's letter back. We don't have the Rashba's Tshuva, how we answer this Kash. So Rav Moshe takes these two Kashas, the Kasha of Taisvis, the Cheshbis Amadotik, and the Kasha of Taisvis, of the Rush, what do you need a pocket for? Rav Moshe and Rav Shlaima Diana Vilna, they answer one Kasha with the other. They say that Avada the Chesed is not a Dovik. That's why we need a Pasuk. The Pasuk is Megalitas, the Pasuk is not a Dovik. The Pasuk says, the Spasai of Spasai is 10 Amis, and Sadin is 30 Amis. And it's not so. If Spasai was 10 in diameter, then around and around would have been 31.4 Amis. So, Adarab, the Pasuk is Megalitas, that even Makula, Yenam Mechuyah to be Mizagdeg. By that difference, the difference of 0.14, you're not mechuyev to be medamdik in the calculations. And it's allowed to be off by that amount. That's what Moshe writes, as you say, that in the mathematical cheshbon is you're allowed to be off. And he learns it as a klal in a minute to other halachas, that other halachas that require mathematical cheshbon is you're allowed to be off by roughly this proportion of 0.14. There's a beautiful, I don't know where it's printed, but set off in the name of the Torah, beautiful rabbit. But the pasuk says, the kav shloishim amas of it. Well, the pasuk is not evidence. The pasuk says, it was 30 amas around, it's not a dovid. On the word kav, the kav, the tree is kav, kuv vav. The ksiv, if you look at the ksiv in the pasuk, it's kuv vav hey. Kuv Vav is 106. Kuv Vav He is 111. The Grush says that 106 over 111, that discrepancy between 106 and 111, is roughly the discrepancy between 3 and 3.14. The pasuk is being miramis to the fact that this small amount of discrepancy doesn't matter. You know, it was a kav, it was really a kav with a hey, but for our purposes we can read it kav without the hey, because it's nothing to do with the hey off. That's what the Grush says. So it is this kav havacha l'maisa. Obviously, the sukkah would cut. You measure the sukkah, but who makes the sukkah the minimum size today? Nobody makes it. And even if you do, you don't make an ounce of it. You get a cardboard box or something. Who makes an ounce sukkah? But it comes up in the tefillin shorah, the tefillin, measuring the ribua of the tefillin. As you know, tefillin have to be square. And the question is how exact the square of the tefillin is. Tefillin, it's not plastic that you make it with a mold in a machine. It's made out of leather. The leather has to be compressed. It's not an exact science. It's done usually by hand with a press. It's done by hand. And the precision of the ribua is sometimes difficult. How exact does the ribua have to be? So here we have a second mathematical calculation. And that is, kol amsa v'ribua, Amsa the trechum shah ba'alach saiva. Gemara says that when you have a square and you want to get the diagonal of the square, the diagonal of the diagonal. So when you have a square, let's say each side is 1, 1, 1, and 1, the diagonal, which is across the two corners, is how much? Pythagoras theorem is, right, 1 squared plus 1 squared equals the diagonal, which is the square root of 2. Right? You take the two sides. If you have it, you make a triangle. When you cut a diagonal, you cut a square down the middle, you have a triangle. Any right triangle, the diagonal is, it's not a complicated thing, a squared plus b squared equals c squared, which means the diagonal, which is the longest, you take the two sides, you square them. It's a square, so it's 1, 1. So 1 squared is 1, plus 1 squared is 1, equals c squared, means the middle is the equal of the square root of 2, which is 1, which is 1.41414, the way it says in the books. 1.41414, the way it says in the math books, which is also like difficult, it's just easier to write it that way. But that's what you learn when you memorize the regions. If you ever did that, you memorize square root of 2 is 1.41414. And it keeps on going. Right, if it's 2, whatever it is, the two sides are 2 each, so it's 2 squared and 2 squared, which is 4 and 4 is 8, so the diagonal is the square root of A. That's the way it works. The Gemara says, Kol amsa b'ribua, amsa b'trechum tzavah al-sainu. Gemara says that for any amma on the side of the square, the diagonal is 1.4. And stops at 1.4, it doesn't say 1.41414. Just says 1.4, it stops, it's light dark. So Ramesha again writes, this time Ramesha is in the Tshuvas, Yeradeh Shevet Bey is the Tshuva Kufnum Vav. Gradually he mentions that there are a number of Tshuvas, it's just the one I found. That it's also not Mejuvah, it's also off a little bit, because it says 1.4, and it's really 1.414. So it's not Mejuvah. And Ramesha says the same thing, that we learn the sight out of the Yamsha Shleima, that you don't have to be Mejuvah exactly, and you could be off by a certain amount. How much could you be off? So Rav Moshe doesn't write in tshuva, but we heard from him at Nia Shmua up to 2%. Yes, the cipher, how much can the square be off? I'll tell you, Rav Moshe's sheet is 2%. So I took out a pen, I tried to figure out how did Rav Moshe get 2%. So if you take a square, you take fill in, and it's on one side, it's for every 1 inch, for every 1, and the other side is 0.98, which is off by 2%. So 1.98 will give you 0.98. You do 1 squared, 0.98 squared, you get, that equals 1.96. And the square root of 1.96 is 1.4. So it's pretty much, it's very much reductive that if you're off by 2% on the square, you get a diagonal of 1.4, which is probably where Ramesha Shita comes from. That you could be off by up to 2%. Ramesha writes, he heard B'Shem the Briska Rav, that you have to measure it with a magnifying glass, it should be exact. And he's Matmiya, the Briska Rav never said it. It's funny, he mentions it in 2 or 3 tshuvas, that they told him B'Shem the Briska Rav that you have to do it, and the language there is, well, the English isn't so good. He writes that the Briska Rav said you have to do it with a microscope. I don't know what that means, how do you measure it with a microscope? I think we just meant the Briska Rav. The Briska Chumash, he meant it has to be exact. So Rav Moshe said it doesn't have to be exact. It has to be nira la'ayin. It has to look square to the eye. That's in the Tshuva, he writes nira la'ayin. And I once took tefillin, one of the Jet boys that was staying, maybe he had tefillin. They were not in the best shape. I took them to Rav Moshe Dick, Olav HaShalom. He took the tefillin, he held it at arm's length. He looked at it like this. He said, so good. Look square to me. You don't look at it close up, he held it arm's length. He used to check Esregen that way too. For the mark of the Esregen, he held it arm's length. And turned this way that way, he said it's good. I never heard him say it's not good. Maybe it's not good, but Dick had a line. Moshe Dick once, when they were lined up showing him Esregen, so he was very sharp person. He said, Chashenisht. They lined up and they showed me Esregen. And the Pasla Esregen I didn't see yet. And to show me dollars, nobody ever shows me. And a kosher a dollar, b'chnoch nishkezein. That's it. But anyway, this yisai, that you could be off by up to 2%, is a Ramosha's yisai in the piyashvua. The sefer he writes, nearly 9. But again, this comes from the Zeret HaKasim. The Taisa's kasha and the Rosh's kasha answer each other. Why do I need a pasuk for? That's not the dogdik. That's why you need a pasuk in Sama Dovid. In Hilchus Erevin, in Aruch HaShulchan, in Tzibishu Sama Gimel, we talked also when you make a Ruvei Tzomin, when you plot a Ruvei Tzomin, you write the same thing, you write you could go with the Gemara's method of calculation, even in circumstances where it comes out of Kula, because part of the Zeres HaKosnus, you see the Yisrael, where Moshe's Yisrael, and the same idea, that's all part of the Zeres HaKosnus that you could be wrong. Now this idea would answer a number of Gemaras. One Gemara that comes to mind, in Menachis Adav, Chof Tessam and Aleph, the Gemara said they measured the menorah in the Beit HaMikdash a certain time, and it was Yisera, it was too much for Din Azov, it was too much, way too much. The menorah is very hard to make exact, because it has to be made in one piece, which means you have to chisel it out. To make it exact, the Teshvayim are hard. The Gemara says it wasn't exact. The Gemara seems to say that it went for 200 years and not exact until they realized that it wasn't exact. But they dove it small a little bit, that for so many years they had it imprecise. But again, if we're going to learn, like Rav Moshe says, that there's no Techiyah, whenever there is Mechayah, a mathematical Techeshvim, it doesn't have to be precise exactly, it has to be to within a certain margin of error. Then Vaita is good. Another Gemara which is thumb is good, Gemara Megillah Chof Tes, says that Ravua, it has to be square. Gemara uses an expression, it has to be square. Bahem Ubalach Simon. The sides have to be square, and the diagonal. So the sides, all sides have to be the same. And the two diagonals have to be the same. Bahem Ubalach Simon. So my first one is, because the extra lush, the sides are exact, so then the alach is exact. I mean, assuming it's square, the sides are exact, and the two there will be correct. So again, it could be that it's allowed to be off up to a certain amount. So that amount has to be behem v'alach sayinu, the amount we allow. If it's behem, it'll give you one amount of leeway. Alach sayinu will give you more. So these are two of the mathematical calculations of Shas. The way of measuring the diameter of a circle, the way of measuring the diagonal of a square, which are imprecise, and the kavod. Of course, to mention mathematical cheshbonos without going to the most famous one is Clark's famous tumult over the shiurim of Kazaisim that we have today. Clark turned over the whole world. The shiurim of Kazaisim. There was once a certain Rav who once gave a shiur before Pesach. He said, Kazayas, the yeshiva boys have different Kazayas. I'll tell you, Chiddush, Kazayas is an Aleph. See an Aleph? That's a Kazayas. Sounds like he's saying such a double passion to that. So someone told me I wasn't at the drasha. Someone told me that this was a big chachma that this Rav said. I told him it's not Aleph. Tzlach did an experiment. A number of years ago I did it in the shul also on a Sunday morning. It's Tzlach, the Gemara gives two ways of measuring a revius or a kazayas. The Gemara says that the shear of chala is 43 bayim and a shlish, 43 and a third eggs. That volume of that 43 and a third eggs would take up shear of a shear chala. And that's brought down to halach. The Ramah says Shehu, and the Ramah shows that it's 10 etzbais by 10 etzbais by 3 and a 9th etzbais. Based on the Shira of the Mikvah. It says 10 etzbais by 10 etzbais by 3 and a 9th. So there are two ways of measuring 43, the Shira Chava. There's what we call the finger method, which is 10 by 10 by 3 and a 9th etzbais. And there's the egg method, 43 and a 3rd egg. So the Tzlach writes that he tried both, he experimented. He did both. First, he measured using, actually when it says etzba, it means the rest of a gaidel there. A gaidel shoyad, the thumb, the width of the thumb. He said he did it with the finger method. And then he did it with the olive method, with the mem gimel bayim, with the egg method. And it's not the same. He says it came out, it's almost half. The egg method is a half of what the finger method is. You don't know what to do, what's the share of challah? You look, Rav Henkin writes, what's the share of challah? somewhere between 2.5 pounds and 5 pounds. So how does a banking get 2.5 pounds to 5 pounds of flour when they make a bar? That's why, because it's very confusing. If you measure with the egg method, you get around 2.5 pounds. If you go with the finger method, you get somewhere closer to 5 pounds. So the Tzvach says we have two choices. Either this Gadlu has spice, either the time of the Gemara to Ade, the fingers got bigger, or this Kadlu Ade, where the eggs got smaller. So how do you figure out which one happened? The fingers change or did the eggs change? Well, they both change a little bit. So he says it can't be the fingers change, because the Gemara says the height of a person is 3 amas, which is whatever Yom Ha'amah is, still roughly what it is today. So we see that human beings didn't change. Must be that the eggs changed. So therefore he says, when we say 43 eggs, it could be we need today 86 eggs in order to get the volume of a sheer challah. We say kezayis, we take our olives, it's not an olive, it's 2 olives. The Stipler has a Sefer Shiur of Shaltaira. He has a beautiful bekiyah. He shows from Shach that it's true that things change. For example, it says in the Gemara, an olive is half the size of an egg. If you look today at an olive, it's half the volume of an egg. Not yet. Not even a third, maybe a quarter. That's a typical olive, a typical egg. The olive is not half the volume of an egg. So obviously, things changed, and he brings a whole list of sugyas and shas that mention different things. Whose size change, it's interesting. One of the things I think has to do with the insects, the bugs in those days. If you squash the bug, you got blood to share of a grid. So he says, we don't have such things. Although, nice straw, they're pretty close. But he has a whole big bekiyas about different things mentioned in the Gemara that change. And for the Tzlach comes out a tremendous, tremendous problem. That the whole shiur business, where we have a big problem. So the Bir Halacha has a bit of an arichas on it. The Bir Halacha says it's zichah true what the Tzlach writes, that it changed, but the Tzlach says it changed a half. He doesn't find that it's a half, maybe it's a third. In other words, not double, maybe it's a third again as much. And the Chazan writes, but they write this to be machmir, and the shiurim should be more by either half again or a third again. Besides the way it comes out with the kadesim and the kadeim, and he says you have to do it differently. If you see from Rav Moshe, printer Rav Moshe shear of a revius, the original measuring that Rav Moshe did was 3.3 ounces as a revius, and for derives it's 4.4, because he was machmir that the size has changed a third, like it says in the Bir Halacha. So it's 3.3 by derives, you have to add another third, so we made it 4.4. So this the Brach Achrayna probably also, it's a little confusing, but Seder, the way it's printed, B'Shem Ramesh, Ramesh didn't write it, is that by the first Kais you have to be Mashmir 4.4 Kiddush, and the other Kais you could be Mekel 3.3, because Arba Kaisis is a Drabon. It really should L'Chayra not that way, because the fourth Kais we make an Alagefen on. So if you make Alagefen, so you should have to drink the 4.4. Unless you'll say you don't have to drink the whole kais, you could just drink rye. If you drink rye, you don't say alagef. It's in the Magzor, we've got a big nichol. A lot of ladies don't drink the whole revius, right? They add to a red revius. But then they say alagef, and it's a dagoda, they have to say. It's not part of the say the shal pesach alagef, it's just if you believe in alagef, you say alagef. You don't drink the shir, you don't say alagef. But anyway, this is a... These are three mathematical cheshbonos of Shas, all of which you should know, the ideas you should have. But not for the math of it, and you should know for the math of it also, but at least for the halacha of it, the din of the circumference being 3 times the diameter, the din of the diagonal being 1.4 of the side of the square, and it's Tzlach Kiddush, that it's not true. That the Zayis that we have today is the Zayis, it's Katnu HaBeyim, it's Katnu HaZayim. There's been some type of change, and therefore the Shinuyim are different. If you want to know which Gemara the Dibras Moshe is going on in Masechta Gittin, you'll have to look it up. The Kinnis of Paragimel, Ha'orasam, Ha'gimel. I'll go to Shabbos.